Once upon a time,
I wish,
in a far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived a fair maiden, a sad young lad,
I wish,
and a childless baker.
More than life,
I wish,
with his wife.
More than anything,
more than the moon,
the king is giving a festival.
I wish
to go to the festival,
and
the ball.
On Monday, I reviewed the first of three outstanding productions I saw at Cedar City's Utah Shakespeare Festival, The Comedy of Errors. Tonight, I'll comment on the other two productions I attended, a new dramatization of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, and a remarkable version of Sondheim's Into the Woods. Sense and Sensibility proved a prim and proper adaptation of the Austen story that was stripped of its minutia, but the plot was never compromised. The crisp script keeps the audience focused on the critical plot details, and the succession of complex character names remains clear because of thoughtful script suggestions that subtly remind audiences of the characters' relationships. The plot explores love that goes amiss, but is ultimately resolved to everyone's satisfaction. Again, Cassandra Bissell and Eva Balestrieri, who played sisters in The Comedy of Errors, played very different sisters, Eleanor and Marianne Dashwood, in Sense and Sensibility. The pair were wonderful in crafting the hurts and harrowing slings that almost forced the sisters to not get what they desire in love. The interesting sets shifted with effortless ease to create the story's myriad of locales, but always allowed audiences to know where they were. The rest of the acting ensemble in Sense and Sensibility was exquisite perfection. Finally, Sondheim's cleverly creative and very modern interpretation of several well-known fairy tales, Into the Woods, was brilliant. This difficult musical can be confusing, but Jeremy Mann's direction and Christine Kellogg's choreography work perfectly to keep the many characters in the various stories clear. This musical is rarely performed and is often damaged by bad performances. Everyone here was perfect. Even the small orchestra handled the intricate score with rich aplomb, and the cast singing was artful. I was lucky to see the exquisite 1987 original production of Into the Woods, but this fine cast and stunning production equaled the original. The Utah Shakespeare Festival proved to be an impressive theater company that deserved its recent Tony Award for Best Regional Theater. If you go to Cedar City, the festival has a fascinating facilities tour where you might catch an understudy rehearsal or run into several performers camped backstage handling various responsibilities. The only disappointment in the festival experience was the weak green show presented before the nightly outdoor productions in the Adams Theater. The just-announced 2015 summer season includes Henry IV Part II, King Lear, The Taming of the Shrew, Amadeus, Charlie's Aunt, and South Pacific. On Monday, I'll review a production of the Disney musical The Little Mermaid I saw at the outdoor Tuacon Amphitheater in nearby St. George. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.